The Lord bless you and keep you. It is May 4th, 2015. And tonight the Lord kind of got right down to business with a message. And so I'm just going to go ahead and begin it and we'll go from there. I asked him, Lord, what would you like to talk about tonight? And he said, punishment. And I thought, oh boy, I'm not hearing the Lord. Punishment, that didn't sound like a very good topic, but I thought, okay. And I double-checked in my discernment, and it was indeed the Lord. So we moved on from there. He began, my punishment is not for sinners in this life. It is for those I love, and it is not punishment, but education. Everything has an equal and opposing reaction, and no deed is without effect in the world. And I was reminded of the scripture that said, every son comes to me, I chasteneth and correct, because he belongs to me. Anyway, he went on, it is far too much misunderstood that when bad things happen as a consequence of someone's actions, it is punishment to make them feel badly. How far that is from the truth, it is not punishment. It is an adjustment in their understanding, so they may take care to be responsible for every word and every deed. Each has a circle that ripples out from around them. It bumps into other circles, blends with them, and gives birth to yet another circle. And as he was talking, I saw something like a lake with drops of water falling one at a time, and it created a pattern of circles that eventually reached one another and blended into another wave. The Lord continued, when God is at the center of these circles and what you do is a result of obedience to what you believe, grace abounds, souls are healed and converted. But when you are in the center of the circle, you draw away from the other circles. You are like a vortex that takes from others, creating emptiness, disorder, and lack. Far too many live the life of one who is for themselves and who take from others by drawing to themselves. If only you could see how very powerful this dynamic is. I have not come to beat or punish my bride. Rather, I am here to educate her, to make the right choices with the power she has to affect the world. When one of my children acts selfishly or out of jealousy, she draws the good in others to herself, and it gets swallowed up and sinks to the bottom of the lake. It has no more effect. Rather, it becomes dead and stagnant in that soul. However, when one reaches out to do good and gives, the circles continue to bump into one another, even to around the world, and much good is spread. The world becomes a better place. When I chasten and correct, it is for the welfare of not only the one I chasten, but for the whole body, that all may learn the ways of charity and to avoid evil, because evil hurts and deprives life from others. I do not chasten out of spite, but out of love, in hopes that the soul will see the effect she has had on others. She stops when she's chastened and asks herself, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? And I am quick to reply, if she remains truly open. Her chastening produces in her the result that her sin produced in others, so she can taste and feel the harm she has done. In this way, I give her new grace to overcome this sin, and she can rise above her own selfish motives and conquer the evil that is offered to her at every moment by the demons who are waiting in line to make her fall. I do not rejoice when I see the injury she must endure. I mourn with her. and that is why my brides must do the same, even if they were the victims of her iniquity. Lord, how do we know whether we've done something wrong or we're just getting opposition? I work in your conscience. You will feel a darkness, a sadness inside where the offense has been done, when you think of it. There will be a sticking point that says, wait a minute, there's something here for you to consider. It is a gentle conviction, not a harsh condemnation. It is not accusatory in feeling, rather it is convicting. Until the soul says to herself, I think I might not have done the right thing here. And as that thought grows, so does the conviction, until she realizes the source of her suffering. It happened because. Then I begin to deal with her about repercussions and how many people she hurt by her actions. I want her to see the effects of her sin so she will understand how destructive it was. It is not because I am angry that I allow her to get into an accident or to lose something very important. No, it is to stop her dead in her tracks and get her attention. When you are under attack, you will not feel gentle conviction. Now, when you're under attack from the enemy, you will feel heavy condemnation, as if anger is being hurled at you. And it is, if you could see it in the demonic dimension. You are being attacked, downgraded, debilitated, robbed of your peace and joy, feeling hopelessness. That is a dead giveaway that what is being fed to you is from the demonic realm. With conviction comes hope and the desire to right the wrong, sorrow for having hurt others. That is, if your conscience is sensitive and well-formed, according to my heart. You begin to see the side of yourself that you've been hiding from. Jealousy, rancor, laziness, retaliation. The uglies begin to surface, and you so want to avoid looking, but you just can't. It's too obvious, if you're being honest with yourself. You see, I am teaching you to look from my perspective. That means you have to step out of yourself and see how others have been impacted. Then your motives begin to surface. You begin to see the darkness in yourself that has been hidden. You see this because you are in an elevated perspective and can see all the ripples as they impact others, rather than being just at the center of your ripple. My brides, be ever so vigilant. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Anytime you are entertaining a thought of that nature, you can be sure who the author of it is. Do not be leagued to the devil. Do not throw in your lot with the devil, whose purpose is to destroy what is good and uplifting. Resist his suggestions and pray to me to overcome yourself, whatever your motive might be. I am watching this great drama to see which virgins are filling and which are emptying their lamps. Do not be left behind with the foolish. Rather, protect that which is good in others and see to your own lamp that it is properly trimmed. And to those of you who feel it's your job to reveal error in my servants, be ever so careful. For I alone am qualified to judge, lest you step into my place and usurp my authority. There is still much you don't understand. There is still much quarreling and division among you. As Scripture has it, I wish to feed you on solid food, but you are not mature enough yet, because you are saying, Oh, I'm with this one. No, I'm with that one. But I was baptized with this one. Is this not the immaturity of a child yet in diapers? Yes, I say to you, it is. This is why you are lacking for sound teaching that could prepare you for my coming, because you are busying yourselves with foolish ideas. Please, please take heed. Do not go on recklessly injuring others. There is a price to pay. I prefer to love you with blessings rather than to correct you with chastisements. I am going to visit each of you this week with this lesson. I am going to reveal to you where you have gone astray. I will be gentle and convicting, not disciplinary. Why? Because I love you tenderly. And of course you love me, so you don't want to offend me. So if I reveal to you how you are offending me, it is by your love for me that you will stop, and it will be well with you and with me. So receive my blessing of insight into your own thoughts and doings now, and have courage. I love you with the shed blood of Calvary, and I beg of you, do not abuse that love. Wow, what a message. Well, we've all fallen short, and we've all got things that I'm sure need to be addressed, and I'm going to be on the lookout this week for what the Lord is speaking about, and I pray for all of you that you'll be touched this week with His love, and if there's anything out of order, that God will reveal it to you. Love you, YouTube family. Thank you so much for listening to our channel. Thank you for your prayers. We really do need your prayers. They're so appreciated. The Lord bless you with His joy and His peace and His courage for this coming week. Amen.